St. Albert has been blanketed with an icy blast of Arctic air, causing dead batteries and broken furnaces across the city. All of Alberta, including St. Albert, is under an extreme cold warning after an Arctic air mass descended on the province and temperatures drop into the minus 40 C range with the wind chill. Steve Potvan, owner of SP Mechanical, said he has received a ton of calls from residents across the city complaining of no heat coming from their furnaces. Typically, Potvan gets 6 calls on an average winter day to go out and deal with furnaces, but with the cold snap he is getting 12 per day. It's just, with the cold weather, furnaces are running much more, Potvan said, adding it's important to keep up with furnace maintenance to help prevent breakdown during the cold snaps. Cold elements do play a huge factor. Everything's working hard, Potvan said. If vents outside frost up, like they do in St. Albert with the hoar frost in the morning, it will freeze up and stop the furnace from running, Potvan said. It's important to keep the furnace filter clean and to prevent a breakdown, Potvan said. It's better to not drop the temperature in the house temporarily, like many residents do overnight, because when you want to turn the heat back up, the furnace has to work much harder. Many car batteries across St. Albert are also shutting down. Alberta Motor Association, AMA, Vice President of Advocacy and Operations, Jeff Kasprick, said AMA has seen a 700% increase in call volume since the cold snap first hit the province on Sunday. The province right now is blanketed in an absolute deep freeze, and beyond that, it's also been a sustained deep freeze, and as a result of that we have seen enormous call volumes for roadside assistance, Kasprick said. Typically AMA gets around 1,500 to 2,000 calls per day across the province, but on Monday calls jumped to 7,500. On December 25, 26, and 27, AMA received 12,000 calls for services in the province. In St. Albert, 85% of the calls received by AMA are for dead batteries, Kasprick said, so residents should expect a bit of a longer wait time for services, although the vice president said he can't quote exact wait times right now, because it all depends on the circumstances the driver is in. Kasprick said residents should stay home if they can so they can stay warm, but for those who are out traveling on the roads, they should make sure to leave enough time to get to their destination, be patient, have a plan, and keep an emergency bag in the vehicle. Packing things such as warm clothes, a first aid kit, reflective cones, a mask, and hand sanitizer will help if a breakdown happens, and Kasprick said to always keep the gas tank full in case there is an emergency. Cold to last the week on Sunday, much of the province was issued an extreme cold weather warning, and the icy blast is expected to last the rest of the week, said Justin Patton, meteorologist with Environment and Climate Change Canada. A big, cold Arctic air mass has come down over the province, and with that we also have clear skies and very, very cold conditions, Patton said. A lot of our temperatures over the last couple days were going into the 30s C, and with some light winds bringing to the wind chills down below minus 40 C and some areas to minus 50 C overnight. In St. Albert on Monday temperatures hit an icy minus 37 C with the wind chill dropping temperatures further to minus 46 C. You get these air masses that sit over the Arctic for a long period of time, that get very cold, and then they will eventually move off, and this one has come down over us, Patton said. On Saturday temperatures are expected to rise to a high of minus 9 C and a low of minus 14 C, but then temperatures will cool down again for the first week of January. But the second wave of chilly temperatures will be less settled, causing temperatures to fluctuate a little more, according to Patton. There might be some more clouds and snow systems and things like that moving through the province, then it is just clear and cold like we're seeing this weekend. On Wednesday temperatures in St. Albert will hit a high of minus 25 C with a low of minus 30 C. Thursday will bring in temperatures with a high of minus 26 C and a low of minus 32 C, and on Friday the high will be minus 26 C with a low of minus 32 C.